Good morning. As our week comes to end, the church gives us these readings here to reflect upon. Jeremiah was a young man who was in exile with a good portion of the Hebrew people during the exile. So here he is preaching to the Hebrew people who are hungry, tired, enslaved. They're exiled outside of their promised land. And he's exhorting them to be faithful. They eventually kill him. They don't like what he has to say. It would be generations later that his oracles and his teachings would be remembered, and what he was saying indeed was coming from God. Interesting, the parable that we're all very familiar with that we heard on Sunday, which is recalled to us this morning in the Gospel of Matthew, speaks about the seed of faith, the seed of the word given to us. How are we going to respond to that? We can either receive it, rooted, let it grow. We can respond quickly to it, but as soon as there's an issue or a problem, we run away from it, or it could be stolen from us. See, the Hebrew people understand that they're the chosen people, and they have in their spirituality and understanding, as we hear Jeremiah describing this, that all the nations are going to gather around them because they are the ones who have heard the word of God, they respond to the word of God, and they're allowing the world to see in them the ways in which God wants peace and justice for all of us. Dear friends, we are that chosen people in fulfillment. The Lord came to bring that word of God to a fulfillment in each one of us. But we have our own struggles. We sometimes reject. We sometimes run away. We sometimes accept and profess that word of God. The enemy, as is referred to in the gospel today, the enemy, the evil one, does not want us to rejoice in that word. Wants us to be confused. Doesn't want us to be secure, even with all of the tribulations and persecutions that are all around us. So as our week comes to a close, maybe we can examine our conscience from this past week. How was that word of God given to us? How did we receive it? How did we allow it to grow and have strong roots? Or did we reject some of it? May the scriptures that we're hearing this morning and the Eucharist that we're going to celebrate give us the graces for an increase of faith, hope, and love.